tonight without it.
That's a very good point.
All right, and of course, tonight does not enter coverage of high school football this week. Join us for The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. for 60 minutes of high school football when Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Herndale Tribune, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher will discuss all the happenings in Thumb football. It takes place this Sunday and every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Have any thoughts, Dave, on The Strong Side?
I tell you what, it was good to be back.
Okay, all right.
And I'm looking forward to this week's because I think this game alone could fill that full hour as long as it meets my expectation because these two have put on a good show each of the last 2 years.
Well, tonight it's the 3-0 Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers taking on the 2-1 Cass City Redhawks. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Hello, folks. Denny King here, the king of cars at Moore Motorsport, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. And we all take great pride in going the extra step to make your purchase as easy as possible. And with a knowledgeable, certified veteran sales team, we know that you won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Carroll at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Hi, this is Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard. We have some exciting news. Our wash bay is now open to the public by appointment. Bring your equipment over in the evening, pick it up clean in the morning. Countryside washes trucks, trailers, liquid, dry bulk, dump and van trailers, even RVs. Call us at 989-883-2148 for times and pricing. That's 989-883-2148. Visit Countryside's expanded parts department for all your truck and trailer needs. We're a full Mack dealership. Stop for all your trailer sales and a full line of Mack exclusive parts. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard.
Hard for your money, so you better spend it wisely. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. You'll get $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. If two people on your plan upgrade, that's $200. Three people, $300. It's that simple. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th or you lose out. It's time to make the switch to your local cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. We've got you covered. Terms of service apply.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated, so working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan, broadcasting live from Cass City, Michigan tonight. As the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers try to improve to 4-0 on the season, but staying in their way would be a pesky Cass City Redhawks squad trying to improve to 3-1 on the season. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today via text from the Herndale Daily Tribune. It's the real deal of the QB Neal, Paul B. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen from the Herndale Daily Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike McGallagher, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. After 3 weeks of play, Paul P. Adams has an early lead with 2 victories. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, with 1, and everyone else, 0. How's that make you feel, fellas?
Bad. Okay. Simple as that.
There is.
Embarrassing.
Right. Yeah, there are 3 guys that are pretty bitter up here, so one of us are going to change that today.
Yep, for sure.
Well, so how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting in the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week, such as the case 2 weeks ago. And since Paul was our victor last week, should we make him go first because he's not here?
No, let him go last. He'll never hear the end of that.
He'll go last. Up first, though, would be our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole.
All right, thanks, Clark. You know what? I usually like to pick the home team on this one, but I think Lakers have too much depth. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Lakers are going to pull out in the fourth quarter. I got Lakers 34, Cass City 27.
34-27, Doug Cole in the books with a Lakers 7-point victory, 34-27. Now, Mike Gallagher.
All right.
It's good to have your first time in the
booth. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's a pretty good feeling, even though I'm quite a bit underdressed, but glad to be here. Stopping in at Lakers practice this week, doing a little preview for this week for the paper. Talking to Steve Verberg, he said what I was hoping he would say, that they had their best practice coming off of Friday night's game with Bad Axe. I like the way Lakers is playing. I really like the way Cass City's playing. But give me Lakers 26-20.
26-20, a 6-point victory for the Lakers, according to Mike Gallagher. So all tight, close, and that leaves Dave Hansen. You're up next.
Everything that I have heard, two guys said the same thing. Lakers had their best week of practice this week. Cass City is as motivated as any team needs to be. You know, not being able to finish the job the last couple years, you know, having the goal line opportunity, the chance to win with the ball in their hands. And I think that opportunity comes tonight. I think the game is that close. I think Cass City has the ball at the end. And much to everyone's surprise, Cass City is going to punch it in. And they are going to win this game 21-20. Maybe a big upset pick, but I like the home team tonight, boys.
All right, so Dave Hansen in the books with Cass City winning by 1 point, 21-20. Now Paul Adams submitted his pick via text message, as where is Paul tonight?
He is at Bad Axe USA.
Ah, yes, of course. So Paul P. Adams, the sports editor for the Huron Daily Tribune, says his pick tonight is the Lakers have won 3 of the last 4 GT or Greater Thumb West championships, and their game with Cass City has been the deciding factor. Tonight will be no different, according to Paul Adams. In the last 7 regular season meetings, all Laker victories, the average margin of victory, though, is less than 5 points. And he thinks the trend will continue tonight. He has Lakers 25, Cass City 20. So Lakers winning by 5 points, according to Paul P. Adams. So our 4 experts, or so they call themselves experts, at least that's what I call them, experts, are in the books, and we have Mike Gallagher with a 6-point victory for the Lakers, 26-20. Doug Cole, Lakers winning by 7 points, 34-27. Paul P. Adams taking the under for Lakers at 25-20. And then Dave Hansen going with the favorite in the booth pick, with Cass City winning at 21-20, a 1-point victory for the Redhawks. So, looks like I'm out of this one, but Dave, the best you can do is match me tonight, so we'll see how it goes. All right, fellas, let's take a look at other area games, and we'll start out with my favorite game of the week. The Peck Pirates are hosting the Academy of America in Peck tonight or tomorrow.
That is tonight.
That is tonight,
yeah.
Yes.
Like we said on Sunday, we don't really know a whole lot of the Academy of America, obviously. But they played 1 8-man game this year, and they lost 84-0. So give me Peck in that one.
Right. Yeah. Can we say Academy of America enough?
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't think we could have said enough on Sunday. And as fun as it is to say that, I'm with Mike. You got to take Peck. More experience. And, again, that's a pretty horrible loss last week.
The Deckerville Eagles trying to bounce back after losing 2 in a row since opening the season off with a victory over Flint International. They're taking on the 3-0 Geneseans.
Yeah, Genesee 3-0, two of those wins coming over Owen-Gage and Caseville, though. Deckerville looking to bounce back, and I really think they will. Give me the Eagles.
I think so, too. It's definitely a game where they have got to be angry now, you know, and this is not a team that you want to play after an odd loss like they had.